Elected officials from the local, state, and congressional level have organized a rally planned for this evening in support of the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant in Oswego County. This comes after news that there is a possibility that it could close. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, lower electricity prices are squeezing the profits from some nuclear plants.
At an energy conference in September, Chairman and CEO of the Entergy Corporation, Leo Denault, said to grow their company, they need to free up money. Last year, Entergy closed a nuclear plant of similar size to Fitzpatrick in Vermont because low natural gas prices brought the wholesale price of electricity down and the plant was no longer profitable. With a refueling outage coming in 2016 for Fitzpatrick, Denault said they're going to have to make another tough decision.
Same sort of idea, what's the right value play, as well as what's the right allocation of resources, and does that free up cash that we could use elsewhere?
It's Entergy's preference to keep Fitzpatrick in operation.
That's Tammy Holden of Entergy. She says if they decide not to refuel the plant, they would end up shutting it down at the end of 2016 or beginning of 2017. Assemblyman William Barkley says closing Fitzpatrick could be catastrophic to the economy of Oswego County. The power plant employs about 600 people and brings in more than $17 million in property taxes.
We're trying to be very proactive, so when they ultimately make the decision whether they're going to refuel the plant, they know that the state and the community is behind them. So it would make an easier decision to say we're going to keep the plant open versus closing the plant.
Barkley says he's spoken with Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration, and they are supportive of trying to keep the plant open. And he has meetings planned with Entergy in the near future. The State Public Service Commission says Entergy would have to give it 6 months' notice before closing the plant. An online petition to save the plant has more than 2,500 signatures. The rally will be held at the Oswego County Highway Department building in Scriba. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.